Mind, just don't forget too that parking still at a premium. We got Leland Daines with Visit Emporia joining us here on the KVU Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line to talk a little bit about Visit Emporia matters here today.
Leland, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. It sounds like you were covering off on most of the activities coming up here.
Well,
there's a lot going on.
Didn't want to steal your thunder. We've had plenty going on, haven't we?
We have, yeah. And if you keep on moving from where you guys left off, of course. A little over a week out, we'll be hosting the Kansas Shrine Bowl with the parade Saturday the 29th at 10 a.m. and game that evening at 7. So,
yeah, and don't forget, they've got plenty of activity. Shrine Bowl, they've got a golf tournament, and then they've got a Friday night event up at Welch Stadium that the public is invited to as well to benefit Shriners Children's Hospital. So, yeah, plenty going on there.
Yeah, you know, since the start of May and running through here the end of June, we have been running quite the string of national and international level events, and of course, local and regional events mixed in there as well. And sliding into July, we'll get a slight reprieve as a community in terms of the big international scale events, but it's truly been amazing for the town of Emporia. And, you know, I know there's always a lot of questions about the economic impact or a lot of chatter about the dollars that these events bring into our community. That's certainly a significant benefit of having these visitors come into town. But it's more than that. You know, it gives us, I believe it gives us a sense of pride here in our community that this realization and understanding that Emporia is a marvelous place, one that we're happy to share with the rest of the world, literally.
Leland, on that front, you know, we've seen not only the fact that we're seeing kind of international events, national, international events here in Emporia on a regular basis, but we're seeing, I think, different sectors of activities coming in here and getting rooted at the same time.
Well, I don't think that's by accident, Chuck. I mean, diversification in any business model is important, and tourism would be no different. We don't want to be a one-trick pony. Now, that said, we have found our home in the unexpected, I would say. We might not have the mega facilities for traditional sports like some of our larger communities in Kansas, like Wichita or Topeka nearby might have. We found a home in the weird and the unique and the quirky. And we have found that those types of activities, and I'm thinking about gravel cycling, I'm thinking about disc golf, I'm even thinking about lifting stones. These types of activities still draw significant interest, and I think by the mere fact that they are so off the beaten path, not your traditional activities, is why they gain so much attention, not just in the number of participants, but the number of media impressions that help spread awareness about our community and what's going on here.
Yeah, and I tell you what a track record, and as Leland mentioned, what a past 3 weeks and to a month we have had here, you know, in the city of Emporia, and we're not done yet, as Leland mentioned. We've got Shrine Bowl activities happening in just a couple of weeks. It'll be here before we know it, so, and that big parade downtown Saturday morning. If you've not been a part of Shrine Bowl Parade, we certainly invite you to come on down and take a peek, because it is, they don't pull any punches with their parades. They get after it. So,
not in the least. And important to note, much like when they were here last, they'll be running north to south, which isn't the typical direction. But they'll be starting at ESU and working their way on Commercial Street, of course.
One other question, Leland, and it kind of loops back to a point that you referenced here a little earlier in the interview, is the transient guest tax and, you know, the amount of money that Emporia has been gaining in that particular revenue stream the last couple of years, which I think was set record and then reset the record. A, how are we looking here for transient guest tax revenue at this point in time, given what we've already had, and where that money goes? Because I think a lot of people don't realize exactly how that fund is utilized to help with future endeavors.
Well, that's a great question, Chuck, and I think it's really important. You know, talking about taxes, local taxes can often be a hot subject, but when we talk transient guest tax, this is a tax collected by lodging providers. So the vast majority of these funds are coming from visitors to our community, and these are not taxes that are paid by our local residents, yet they go to the city of Emporia for the benefit of local residents and future visitors, obviously. So to date this year, the transient guest tax had been a little bit down through the first half of the year, but we just saw May numbers, and we set the highest benchmark in the history of Emporia Tourism at over $108,000, which pushed us close back on track to last year, which was a record-setting number. Now, that's definitely buoyed by the fact that the city did improve an increase starting April 1st, 1% increase from 7 to 8%. So when visitors stay in lodging here in our community, on top of sales tax, they're paying an additional 8% transient guest tax. And that's true when we go out to other locations and stay in a hotel, we're very likely paying that tax in our community. So where do those dollars go? Well, a lot of places, actually. It's a very varied use of those dollars. Obviously, the Visit Emporia budget comes from those transient guest tax dollars. Many of those dollars come to us so that we can communicate all the wonderful things that are going on to visitors outside of our community and try to enhance those experiences when folks come to town. But this also makes other investments. They invest in other entities and organizations like the Granada Theater and the Emporia Arts Council, cornerstone, you know, attractions in our community that we want to make sure that they're being enhanced and growing each year. The city invests in events like these disc golf tournaments, like the bike race, like our cultural events, and so music festivals, things of that nature, and so that they can continue to bring in these visitors. And, of course, that's all public information. If anyone's curious and wants to learn more, they can contact me there at Visit Emporia. They can reach out to the city to learn the specifics of where those dollars are going.
And we expect to see some big transient guest numbers here from, you know, the past month as well, you know, due to the
events
that we have in. So, yeah. All right, Lena, hey, appreciate it. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Yeah, Leland Danes, Executive Director of Visit Emporia, with us here on a Tuesday morning. 76 degrees. Good morning at 6:54.
Don't miss the Flint Hills Artisan Fair during the Washunga Days Festival in Council Grove, Kansas. Saturday.